Hi everyone, John Steele here. Welcome to a very special mini episode of J-Talk Extra Time. And before the show, let me just explain the thinking behind this. On Monday evening, Mike Innes and I recorded a full-blown high production values episode of the pod with all of the J2 roundup from the weekend. We also talked about the midweek Emperor's Cup games, and Mike did the same for the J3 focused ties in the Emperor's Cup in the J-Talk Short Corner segment. But just looking at my schedule and in terms of editing, I realised that by the time we post the main pod, the midweek Emperor's Cup games will already have been played. So, I don't think you guys really want to listen to a preview for games that have already happened, unless you want to realise Mike and I might have got some predictions wrong with the final scores. So basically, what I've done is just clipped out our preview talk from the main part of the show. I'm going to post that separately here, so you guys get to listen to the kind of Emperor's Cup previews before the games actually take place. And then the rest of the pod, all of the J2 and J3 roundup, the regular stuff, is coming a little bit later this week. So as you listen, it's a short pod, but the first segment is Mike and I discussing all of the Emperor's Cup round two games that have J2 involvement. So we talked about some all J2 clashes, and we talked about the ties where there's a J2 team facing a team from another division. Then there's a quick musical sting, and then I just dropped in the segment from Mike's short corner part of the show, where he talks about the J3 focus, the games in the Emperor's Cup with a J3 focus. So yeah, with the Emperor's Cup round two, all the games coming up at 7 p.m. tonight, Japan time. I'm recording this at about 8:30 in the morning. So the goal is just to give you guys a chance to listen to the pod, listen to the previews for the Emperor's Cup before the games actually happen. Yeah, so sorry it's a bit of a weird one. Pleasingly, it's short, and hopefully won't be a regular thing. But yeah, you're going to hear Mike and I talk about the Emperor's Cup ties with a J2 focused, first of all, then a quick musical break, and Mike going solo and talking about the Emperor's Cup round two games that have J3 sides involved. Yeah, so enjoy the mini pod, and please stand by. A proper pod, if we want to call it that, is coming with all the J2 and J3 stuff later in the week. Yeah, but enjoy the mini pod, and enjoy the Emperor's Cup games tonight, and we'll speak to you soon. Cheers, bye for now. Welcome back, everyone. For the final part of the pod, for now, we're just going to look ahead to the midweek action, which is the Emperor's Cup second round. Plenty of games taking place across Japan on Wednesday, June the 9th. And then we'll talk about the weekend J2 games coming up in round 18 as well. But Mike, on the Emperor's Cup, first of all, round two, hundreds of games seemingly slated to take place on Wednesday, June the 9th. So some of the games are kind of all J2 ties, so I'll mention those very briefly. Jeff Chiba hosting Omiya. I believe that the new Omiya manager won't be in charge for that game, right? He's being saved for the J2 weekend, so I guess Norio Sasaki will still be in charge. Tochigi against Machida, Kita Kyushu against Sagamihara, Matsumoto against Ryukyu, Niigata against Kanazawa, and there's a chance for Mito to get some quick revenge against Gunma after they were beaten in J2 of the weekend. There's Mito v Gunma, Mito hosting Gunma on Wednesday. Perhaps more interesting are some J2 fixtures against teams, non-J2 sides. So we have Kyoto hosting J3's Imabari. Nagasaki take on Okinawa SV from the Kyushu Regional Leagues. That's the team that's owned by former Japan national team striker Naohiro Takahara. Yamagata against Verspa Oita from the Japan Football League is also on the slate. Kofu host Fukui United, a regional league side. And Jubilo Iwata taking on my team name of the round anyway, Hokkaido Tokachi Sky Earth. So anything about these games you wanted to mention, Mike?
Yeah, I think you're right to kind of perhaps focus attention more on the J2 against the non-J2 opposition. although to pause very briefly to observe that I think that Ormia could probably do without a competitive game in midweek ahead of the new coach's first match at the weekend. So that's one to watch out for. But with the non-league participation, yeah, there's some interesting ties there, aren't there? A few examples of J2 teams against regional league opposition, which is, as many listeners will know, which is the fifth tier of Japanese club football. For example, Iwata against Tokachi up in Hokkaido, Nagasaki against Okinawa in the Kyushu League, as you mentioned, and Corfu against Fuku United from the Hokushinetsu League. I think the game such as this, which leaps out at me most, though, is Yamagata against Verspa Oita from the JFL. And if I had to pick a possibility of an upset, maybe I might be tempted to go for that one. It probably depends. Well, it definitely depends on which, what sort of a kind of level of rotation that we get with the J2 sort of squads, and what sort of team that they put out, because obviously the possibility of a surprise is definitely present. But I might go for Yamagata against Verspa Oita as my most likely to surprise there. But also we do have an interesting tie, which I'll concentrate on a little bit more on in J Talk Short Corner. Kyoto against Imabari, who are currently propping up J3, but perhaps a little bit unexpectedly. I don't think that they're the worst team in the third division by any stretch of the imagination. So that's also one to kind of take note of. But of course, a very tough game for Imabari against Kyoto as J2 promotion challengers.
Yeah, that's fair enough, and I think you're right to mention it's kind of a shame that the second round of the Empress Cup is sort of squirreled away on a sort of Wednesday evening, you know, sandwich between important league games, because it means that teams do rotate their squads and there's less attention on these games and fewer fans go along. Hopefully, the Empress Cup will get a revamp or a rejig in the future that means we get these games on a weekend rather than the midweek. But that's the situation as it is now. Plenty of Empress Cup games on Wednesday.
To look briefly at the week ahead, as I record in the early hours of Wednesday the 9th, Japan time, it's a busy one for J3 watchers, with Emperor's Cup second round ties scheduled for Wednesday evening before round 11 of the league season rolls right around at the weekend of the 12th and 13th. In the Emperor's Cup, Toyama go to Komabas Stadium to take on Urawa Reds. There's a pair of Kyushu derbies as Kumamoto visit Sagan Tos and Kagoshima go to Avispa Fukuoka. Can Iwate pull off an upset at Vegalta Sendai? Nagano face the monumental task of a trip to Kawasaki Frontale. Tottori are at Cerezo Osaka, and there's a visit to J2 promotion chasers Kyoto Sanga for Imabari.